Welcome to Cases from the Community, a special audio program on management of non-small cell lung cancer developed from a satellite CME symposium held at the 2018 ASCO Annual Meeting. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. The core of this program are Zoom video calls I conducted with four community-based general medical oncologists in advance of the live meeting we held in Chicago. During these Zoom calls, the oncologists presented challenging cases of patients with non-small cell lung cancer from their practices and specific questions for the faculty at the live meeting to address, which included Drs. Matthew Hellman, Corey Langer, Jeffrey Oxnard, Martin Rick, and Alice Shaw. The first case presented was an 85-year-old woman with locally advanced adenocarcinoma of the lung and a small asymptomatic brain metastasis and an isolated lytic lesion in the pelvis. The patient had no targetable genomic alterations, a PD-L1 tumor proportion score of 85%, and a good performance status. The issue was whether this patient should be considered to have oligometastatic disease and treated with curative intent, or whether she should be treated as a patient with stage 4 disease. Dr. Oxnard began the discussion.
Look, the cases don't always fit in the categories, right? This patient, yeah, we call stage 4, but some might call an extensive stage 3, and you want to give them the best shot. We've had this struggle all the time in clinic, no question. We have definitely given chemoradiation to a stage 3B plus a MET. You know, stage 3B plus two METs, a little more risky. But here's a patient where I would way rather choose today a targeted therapy approach. It's like the targeted therapies have made this decision easier because our stage 4 options are so compelling. Some of our patients with Pembro alone will have a ridiculous response which can last years. And so I agree that I'm reaching for the easy targeted therapy over the toxic and challenging chemo-rads approach in a patient like this, but it is a coin flip, and I don't know there's a right answer. You personalize it.
Corey, any other thoughts?
Before the era of PD-L1, I would have probably adopted the same approach that Maria was using, but I will reserve that should she have progression or not do that well with Pembro. I agree with Jeff. I would go with single agent Pembro in her case.
And you know, Alice, bone is not really considered kind of an oligometastatic site as opposed to, say, adrenal or brain.
Right. I mean, in general, we definitely have a long experience treating oligometastatic disease when that solitary site involves the brain or the adrenal. We know we have long-term cures in some of those patients, but once you start to involve the bone, it seems like the bone is not such a good predictor of having a single site of disease, and so we often shy away from treating those patients so aggressively.